Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And let us rejoice in it and give God the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture, the book of Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And I'll read it to you from the NLT version. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Christian life begins with a step of faith for salvation. Then it continues step by step forwards for a spiritual maturity as we develop a growing closeness to God. If we sincerely desire a more intimate relationship with our Lord, we will need perseverance and often personal denial or sacrifice. The Lord God Almighty always teaches us, and the scriptures teach us, that we can only have Jesus on the throne of our heart. No other idol, no other god or goddesses, nothing else. We need to be, you know, rooted and built up in Christ Jesus. We need to be strengthened in our faith. And how do we do that? It's by walking closer to God. It's by drawing nigh to him. It's by praying, by reading the word, by memorizing the word, by meditating upon the word. And that's what it happens, that God changes us. He removes those little idols that we may carry in our heart, because our God is a jealous God, and as a God is a gracious God. He doesn't like any other worship given to any other thing or status that we may have that draws away our attention from Jesus to those things. It is only as these, you know, are forsaken, when we forsake all this, that our way will be characterized by serenity, love and purity while we go on with the Lord in a daily walk of faith. As we endeavor to walk closely with God, unscheduled events will often come into our lives. And I've noticed that so often in my life that, you know, all of a sudden things will crop up. All of a sudden that will take away my time from God that I must give to him. And especially in the morning hours, something will or the other will crop up. As I pass through the church, something or the other, some emergency, some this, some that. So, to take me away from the presence of God. So I deliberately and diligently, consistently and constantly insist that my time with God is never ever taken away, no matter what the emergency is. But let me assure you, when I determined myself to, you know, seek God's face, the Lord enabled me. There was never an emergency. In 21 years of pastoring Amazing Grace Church in Dubai, there was never an emergency that I had to, you know, go away from the presence of God and attend to the need or the emergency that may have cropped up. Never. Because when we determine our hearts and our minds to follow Christ, give him the top priority, God ensures, God also is interested in you. He wants to commune with you, talk with you, speak his heart to you, and he does that. So my dear brothers and sisters, be so sensitive to God's presence and leading that you will be ready to adjust your schedule and represent him whenever the slightest opportunity comes your way. You'll be flexible. You'll adjust your schedule for Jesus. You will ensure that you are with Jesus. As Enoch walked with God, the Bible says in the book of Genesis 5:24, Enoch walked with God and then he was no more because God took him away. My dear brothers and sisters, it's so important that we have a beautiful walk with the Lord, that God will be so interested and pleased with us that, you know, he desires us and he will commune with us at all times. Ephesians 5 and 8 to 10 says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Holy Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. I thank you. Give us the grace of God. I thank you that, Lord, we'll be grounded and rooted in the love of Christ. We'll be steadfast in our faith. And, Lord, that we will abound with overflowing thankfulness in our heart, O Master. I pray today, Lord, as we step out to our jobs and our businesses and running the errands for the day, you will be with your flock. You will bless your people. You will bless your heritage, O God. Keep them from the evil one. Enlarge the territory. Increase the borders. And Lord, I pray, bless them abundantly. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness in Jesus' name. Because sickness does not come forth from you. And we thank you, Lord, that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We are your children. We are your heritage. And you will show yourself mighty on our behalf for the glory of your name. I thank you. I bless you. And I give you the praise. Lord God Almighty, Father, you will go before your people. You will level every mountain for them, raise up every valley for them, create an even path for them to walk on. Cut the gates of iron and bronze for them and give them the heritage, O Father God. O Lord, give them the secret things, O Father. Lord God Almighty, the things that has been, Lord, withheld from them, you will release it unto them for the glory of your name. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.